for you or your...
Nah. It restricts us more, actually, our own record label, because we can't smash the hotel up because we have to pay for it ourselves. Whereas other bands on major record labels, they can get the record company to pay for it, but we have to pay for everything ourselves. We're running at a loss, mainly. But, I mean, hopefully, if we ever get a hit or something, we might be able to get a bit of money for ourselves.
But you still got faith in music?
Yeah. In our music, yeah.
Well, we're just getting loads of good holidays and loads of piss flaps.
Donc pour les questions de fric, c'est pas encore la joie pour Peter on the Test Tube qui paye leur hôtel tout seul, qui sortent beaucoup de fric, mais ils s'en foutent parce qu'ils aiment la musique.
Clapper Records means more piss flaps.
Ok. To talk about one more time Clapper Records, it was a real big change for you at the beginning of 1993 with Clapper Records and a big change in the sound of the band. Where did it come from?
From the heart.
from what?
No, it's because, like, I mean, we could go on recording rubbishy old singles in rubbish studios, you know, forever, and sell 10,000, and be in the independent charts. But we thought, you know, unless we try and do something different, we're not gonna. You know,
I think
we're just
two,
stuck in a rut forever.
There's two ways of giving the people who like you a good deal. Either you can do it cheaply, and for a cheap price, like maybe Crass or something do, or you can go into a good studio and spend money and time making sure that you give a good product, which is what we tried to do last year.
Yeah, we try and do better sleeves and better pressings and everything, colour sleeves we was trying to get better distribution so that everybody could get it. But I think because we changed the style of the music a bit, I think it's helped us abroad more. I mean, we seem to like the album's really taken off in Germany and that because we put more time into it, took longer to write it, took longer to record it, and, you know, and put it across the way we wanted to.
Okay.
It's still not there though. The next album's going to be pretty good.
If you ever write one.
Oh, the second is really good, I think. Bon, en parlant de Clapper Records, donc ils ont expliqué qu'ils en avaient marre d'aller dans des studios pourris pour enregistrer des chansons avec un son pourri.